Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Beis, Bechoros 32b, pagination is 64. We start on the last lines of the page, about 8 lines up, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, Lo Yimana Yisrael im HaKohen La Bechor, when the Kohen eats the Bechor Balmum, the firstborn male animal, kosher animal, that would have been brought on the Mizbeach as a korban in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but in our time we simply wait for a mum, and once it gets this mum blemish, and it's invalidated from the Beis HaMikdash, so he's able to shecht it and eat its meat. Beis Shammai hold that you're not allowed to invite, to include a non-Kohen in that meal. Uveis Hillel matirim, and Beis Hillel say it's fine. Vafilu oved kochavim, even a non-Jew. Let's look at Rashi, Masnisin, inner commentary, first wide line towards the bottom of the page. Lo yimne, afilu im zimein kohen orach Yisrael al habachor balmum, even if the kohen invited a Yisrael as a guest, he wants to shear the bechor with him, Lo yochalimo, the Yisrael is not allowed to eat with him according to Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel, allow it. We need to understand what's underlying to this machlokes. They're each understanding the concept of Bechor, once it has a mum, in a different way, even though the Kohen is allowed to eat it. Starting the Gemara. Masnisin mani. Who is this Mishnah of Beis Hillel allowing it even to a non-Jew? Rabbi Akiva hi. It's following the understanding of Rabbi Akiva in Beis Hillel's Shita. Titanya, as we learned. Bechor ein nimnim olav elechabura shakula koanim divrei Beis Shammai. When you have a Bechor, it gets a mum. You're inviting people to the meal. You're only allowed to invite a group that's entirely Kohanim, because those are the only people that are allowed to eat from it. Uveis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel say, afilu zarim, even non-Kohanim are permitted. Rabbi Akiva, matir afilu oved kochavim. And Rabbi Akiva's opinion in Beis Hillel is, even a non-Jew is permitted to be invited, that it's totally downgraded to a secular, to a mundane, to a non-Kodesh status. My time of the Beis Shammai, what is the reasoning of Beis Shammai? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Uvisarim yiyelach, the flesh shall be for you, mahasim koanim in Yisrael lo, just like by the gifts to the Kohen, the chaza v'shok, it goes to the Kohanim and not to a Yisrael. Afhocha Kohanim in Yisrael lo. Here also, it's ata uvanecha uvanosecha itach. It's the Kohen and his children. But you can't invite a non-Kohen to that meal. Moving on to the next page. Uveis Hillel, and Beis Hillel say that it doesn't work like that. The comparison should not be to Chaza Vishok, to the gifts to the Kohen, Hani Mili Tam. That's when it does not have a mum, and it was shecht in the Beis HaMikdash. Avo Bal Mum Ksiv HaTameh VeHator Yachtov Yochlanu. The person who's Tameh, the person who's Tahar, they can eat it together. And the Gemara continues, even taking this a step further, about 6-7 lines down, Rabbi Akiva mater v'afilu oved kochavim, even a non-Jew, my time with Rabbi Akiva, what's his reasoning? The pasuk says, katzavi v'cho ayol, like the non-domesticated kosher animals, which are not brought as karbanos, ever. You have a deer. Just like those, you can invite a non-Jew to such a meal. Nice barbecue. Also, once the animal is pasul for kodesh, this bechor that was the subject of our Mishnah is going to be permitted even for a non-Jew. In Shulchan Aruch, Shin Vav Hei, although usually we try to avoid Bechor Bizman Hazeh, as we mentioned in previous sessions, by doing a partnership with a non-Jew so that the animal is not in this obligation. But nevertheless, if you would have a case of a Bechor, HaBechor Bizman Hazeh, if you'd have it in our time, Yeshenu, you delay, you wait with it, Ad Sheyipo Bo Mum, until it gets a blemish, Vishokhto api mumcha, an expert tells you that it's a valid mum, so that it's invalidated from the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's permitted for you to shecht in our time. Va'ochlo, you shecht it and you could eat it. Uma'achilo afilo le'ovid kochavim, you could give it to eat even to a non-Jew. And the Rama adds, ola klavim, or even to animals, to dogs. And this is the approach of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva only mentioned Ovid Kochavim, but to be aware that in the presentation in Shulchan Aruch, we are taking the lenient position in understanding the Bechor after it has a endorsable, a validated mum. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.